We rise. King David writes in Psalm 38, "The Lord is our strength and shield. Our hearts trust in him and we are helped. Our hearts leapt for joy and we give thanks to him in songs and in praise." The Word of God, excuse me. The Word of God for our consideration this morning are the words recorded for us in chapter 3 and 4 in Exodus. We read those earlier. Let me just direct your attention to chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. And Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." So far our text, and we pray. Dearest Lord, you have saved and restored us. You have given us all the skills and talents we need to serve you and your people. And yet we, like Moses, tend to make excuses and to look for reasons to avoid doing what you have empowered each of us to do. We ask that you forgive us for Jesus' sake and continue to put your word in our hearts and put praise on our lips. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I do greet you all in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, the one who has saved us, restored us, redeemed us, set us free, and has empowered us by his word and his spirit to do what he has called us to do in the variety of situations in which we find ourselves. I greet you then as fellow servants called by God. Excuses. I think we're pretty good at it. And I'm willing to test that this morning. So, what I would like you to do is help me make excuses. All right, we're going to have, here's one example. So, let's say your friends want to meet today. What time is the rain? Your friends want to meet today at, let's say, 4 o'clock at the library. You don't want to go. I need some excuses that, not you, of course, but others would make to not go to the library at 4 o'clock today. It's supper time.
That's cold, it's too rainy.
My mom said no.
Your mom said no. Okay. Some more. Why wouldn't we? What excuses would people use?
Sick.
I'm sick.
Gotta work around the house. The Ravens are on.
I
have dyslexia.
You have dyslexia. Okay. Whatever works. You see, we can make excuses for anything. Let's do it. Today, after church, we have Bible study. We have teen group. We have Sunday school. Today, following that, we have an opportunity to take a small packet of information and go visit maybe 15 homes between a bunch of us. Give me the excuses that someone else would give for not serving the Lord and learning from him in this way. It's too cold.
I have guests.
You have to go take care of a sick family member.
Right.
Okay.
You have to practice your instrument, yes? Yeah. And the ravens are on, of course, not before 4 o'clock. Oh, there's always the three games.
All right, I think you and I are good at making excuses. If we don't want to do something, we can come up with 1,001 reasons why we have something else that we should do or want to do. But I need you to be clear about something and be honest with yourselves as well. If, for example, today you say, I can't stick around for Sunday school or Bible study. I can't learn what the Lord wants me to learn today because I have to do this. Does it really need to be done in that hour? Can it be put off? Or are you just simply saying, I don't want to do that, but I'm going to give you this excuse? Well, what is an excuse to God? Is it any more than just a simple lie? As we tell the Lord, look, I know you want me to do something, but I don't want to do it. But I'm going to give you a good excuse as to why I don't want to do it. Whenever we make excuses such as these, whenever we lie to ourselves and to God and to others, we dishonor Him. We disrespect Him and we disobey Him. I say use caution when you're going to exercise such excuses. You're not just saying these words to other people, but from your lips to God's ears. You are calling a lie out. So be careful. We should always be careful. And how sad it is that we choose to make excuses, when in reality we could do things that God has called and empowered us and commanded us to do. And then we find ways to use our time, our talent, our skills, and all the things that He has given to us. We choose to use them for ourselves instead of serving Him and His kingdom. But you and I, we're in good company. You see, Moses was called by God into service. Now, I pulled some of the verses through chapter 3 and into 4 for today. Let me bring you up to speed on a few of these. You see, God had called Moses that he needed to lead the people out of their 400 years of bondage and bring them to the holy mountain of God so they could worship. And God had selected Moses to do that. And in chapter 3 of Exodus, Moses begins with making excuses. He says, "Who am I, Lord, that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God's simple answer to him was, "I chose you. Come on, go. I'll be with you." He makes another excuse a few verses later. "But what if the Israelites don't believe that you spoke to me?" God said, "Tell them I am has sent you." You see, I am God, and I am with you. Now go. The elders, they will listen to you. Call them together. Oh, and by the way, Moses, as God speaks to him, he said, "You need to know this, that the king of Egypt is not going to let you go, not unless a mighty hand changes his mind and compels him. So I tell you what I'm going to do, Moses, even though he doesn't let you go, I will stretch out my hand and I'll strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. And after that, after all of that, he will let you go. And in fact, you will be able to plunder them. You will take their gold and their silver and everything you want. Moses, you are my chosen one. Now go." You see, Moses didn't want to go. What happens if they don't believe me? What happens if they don't listen to me? What happens if they don't believe that you, Lord, had appeared to me? So God says, I tell you, you probably need some encouragement. So grab your staff and throw it on the ground and it will become a serpent. So it did. And the Lord says, this is a miraculous sign. It's proof Now simply grab the staff by the tail end of it. The snake will now turn back to his staff. Pretty powerful little miraculous presentation, but perhaps you want more, Moses. I tell you what, here's another miraculous thing you can do. Take your hand, put it in your cloak. When he pulled it out, it was completely leprous. And now the Lord said, put it back in. Pull it out again, and it was clean. He said, these are miraculous signs. Signs given to you as proof that God has spoken to you. You need some more signs, Moses? Why don't you just simply believe that I am with you? Show them all these miraculous signs. Tell them the great I am has sent me. And in fact, if you want some more things to demonstrate from them, reach out into the Nile River with a jar. Pour the water on the ground, and as you do, it will change to blood and as it pours onto the ground. But Moses said to the Lord, Lord, I've never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you've spoken to your servant. I am slow to speak and slow with my tongue. And the Lord said to him, well, who gave you that mouth? Who gives you the ability to speak? Who loosens the tongue? Who unstops the ears? Who does all these things? Is it not I, God says to him? He says, I am the Lord. I am the great one. Moses, stop making excuses and now go. I'll be with you. And I will help you. And I will teach you. And you will speak the words I want you to say. You see, God made it clear to Moses, giving him these miraculous signs and wonders that he was now able to perform. He had the word of God that he was with him. He had promises that things would all turn out exactly the way God had it planned. What about you and me, though? Has God given you a mouth to speak, ears to hear? Has he have given you strength of your arms and a mind that can understand? Has he not called you and me into service, saying, go, share my word, teach my people, do what I have directed you, commanded you, and encouraged you to do? You see, God has called all of us to service. And his word is still true. He says, go. Go out there. Go to your family. Go to your friends. Go. And you and I might say, well, I don't know my Bible as well as I should. Well, then go and learn it. Well, maybe I don't speak and put my words together as well as others. Well, I have chosen you to speak, and I have given you a mouth to speak with your own voice. You see, go, I'm with you. Go, I will teach you. Go, I will do everything and be with you always. You see, God has called us to be his witnesses. God has called us to testify to the gospel of Christ. God has called us to love the unlovable. God has called us to be patient and kind and understanding. God has called us, and he says, now I have empowered you with my word and spirit, so drop the excuses. There's no time for that. Time is short. It's time for you to go. But don't go begrudgingly. Go with joy. Go with confidence. Go with the strength and wisdom that I have given you. Go out and do the things that I have called you to do. You see, the message for us is the same message that God gave to Moses. Stop making excuses and go. But later on, we read here with Moses, he says, oh Lord, please send someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. The anger of the Lord burned against Moses, but can you imagine the conversation? God says, really? I've promised you all these things. I've done all these things for you. I've directed you in every way. I have brought you from a small child thrown into the river, and I have brought you into the house of Pharaoh. I have educated you. I have guided you. I have guarded you. I have protected you. And all you say is send somebody else? Even though the Lord was angry, he did not turn his back on the one he had chosen. With love and patience, he says, I know your brother Aaron. You will speak with him, and he will speak to the people. Together you will learn. Together you will represent me before him and before the people. You will be God to them, because I am speaking to you. You are my instrument. And now I want you to go. Go and learn. Go and speak. And trust in me. And do what I have called you to do. Simple words directed to Moses. Simple words directed to us. It's time. It's time for you to go. To go out into the neighborhoods. To go out into the streets. To go out into the grocery stores. And share the truth of God's word in the simple way that you have been given. Let them know that Christ Jesus is Savior, God, and King, that he has chosen you to be an instrument to share with them the truth that you have learned from him. You see, we once were not united with God. We were once separated from him. We were not his own. We were not a people, he says. But Christ Jesus interceded for us as our great high priest. And he offers himself as the perfect sacrifice so that we could be united with God, so that our sins could be forgiven and our guilt removed. Because of Christ, you are redeemed and you are restored. You are free and you are forgiven. And now you are empowered by his Spirit to go and share that comforting word with all people so that all might come to the knowledge of God, so that all will receive that truth and be saved. For the Lord says, I am coming soon, and I will take with me those who confess that I am Savior, God, and King. So go. Go and do it. Drop the excuses and do what God has called and empowered you to do. I guess I should say drop the lies. And let us serve the Lord. Let us serve him with gladness and the strength that he has given us. And may he do so all the days of our lives as we've been given the privilege to carry his word to all those with whom we have contact. Amen.
Amen.
We rise. And may the Lord himself, who has begun a good work in each of us, continue to lead us, guide us, and protect us all the days of our lives. Amen. Having heard God's word, I invite you now to open your hymnal to page 31. We will confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed on page 31. Together we confess. We believe in